KNOM Profiles.
Marsh Chamberlain is from New Hampshire. He's a documentary filmmaker, and his current project touches on one of the heaviest issues in rural Alaska, suicide. The film is called We Breathe Again. While the producer, director, editor is from New Hampshire, some might think that someone from outside has no business touching on this type of issue, our battle. But don't judge too quickly. In fact, get to know Chamberlain. Thoughts of the film began when his cousin, Nathan Nagaruk, who grew up in Elam, went to the East Coast for a visit a number of years ago. A conversation they had during that visit stuck with Chamberlain.
I was really struck by his descriptions of Alaska and his explanation of how hunting defined him as an Alaska Native man.
And Chamberlain says Nathan also spoke about the heartbreak of losing two childhood friends to suicide.
How that dramatically impacted his community and his life. So then he shared his desire for wanting, you know, to make a difference, and that became the source of my inspiration, really, to make this film.
So he started filming in Western Alaska. He met Yvonne Peter in 2010. Peter filled out the puzzle. Having worked and continuing to work on suicide prevention programs throughout the state of Alaska, things really came together for the film in 2011. Chamberlain and Peter did some production work earlier this year and have more scheduled for this winter and into next year. Peter is the executive producer for the project. He also does some editing work with Chamberlain, a Gwich'in Athabascan from Arctic Village. He says it's important for the film's producers, directors, editors to understand the sensitivity of the topic of suicide.
Because we're addressing, you know, a really heavy, deep topic that's impacted pretty much every Alaska Native person across the state. And we want to make sure that the film that we're producing is reflecting real stories, real life situation, but also providing inspiration and hope, you know, and insight. So in what we're trying to do to build this wellness movement, this healing movement among our people. And, you know, the only people that are really going to be able to be effective in doing that are Alaskan people. And so in the way that we're capturing the footage and we're doing the interviews, you know, we're basically creating an open possibility for people to share what they want to share, you know, through their own experience of what they've been through in their life. It's critical that we have Alaska Native people in the editing room being able to pull in integral pieces of the film, of the content that we've captured.
You know, this sounds like this film has a potential to show how people have healed. Can you talk about that further? What's the potential for showing the way people heal, to show the paths of healing? It just sounds like There's lots of potential there to show these stories, to tell these stories in a really powerful way.
The stories that we're capturing in this film through the lives of the main characters that we have that we're following, people will be able to learn to see how other Alaska Native people have managed to work through some of those hardships and how they've transformed their life. And I hope that that provides both insight and inspiration for others to also be able to follow that path, because it's absolutely needed right now. I mean, we've had enough suffering among our people, enough loss of our people, and I think it's really time for us to step up to the plate, each of us in our own lives, to play our part in living healthier and being able to be of support to others around us.
And just as Peter's work at youth camps finds a sometimes complicated balance of education and celebration, their work on the film We Breathe Again does the same thing. I'm understanding that through this project, you are going to say, yeah, there's struggles, but there's also a very vibrant, strong link that is healthy and important to this culture.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head, because I wanted there to be a balance in the film. The film presents journeys of both hardship and beauty, but the film needs to inspire others more than anything else. And so it was a goal of our team to find subjects of the film, to find people who could be in the film who had depth, but also were living, or at least trying to live, positive lives, regardless of the hardships they had faced or were facing at the time, because that's really what this film is all about. The film is about inspiring. The film is about connecting individuals with other individuals.
Why is this so important to you? Why do you feel that you need to take your time, your resources, your skills to tell these stories?
In any film project I do, I want to learn and grow as I create and then pass on that new knowledge and perspective to the audience. That is my motto. That is my goal as a filmmaker. But I really need to say that when I first started working on this film, from the very get-go, I knew that I wanted it to be a story told only by Alaska Native people. I wanted to remove myself from the story. I didn't want it to be a story about me and my journey, and I didn't want it to be told from an outside perspective, especially with the main subject being so important and so sensitive. I care so much about the people in this film and their points of view, and I think they have the potential to inspire many others in Alaska and around the world. But their stories specifically are the ones that will be inspirational, not necessarily how I tell it, although that has a part to play in the film, obviously.
Chamberlain says they have and will have enough footage to create other projects for not simply film purposes, but outreach purposes. Their goal is to complete the film, We Breathe Again, in early June of 2013, and they hope to apply to film festivals in the U.S. and throughout the world.
I really want the audience to, you know, feel the wind on their face, you know, the ice under their boots, smell the sea, smell the fresh kill on an Ugruk hunt, so that, you know, whoever you are, regardless of who you are, you feel like you're there, you're experiencing the way of life right along with the main characters, you know. You're experiencing this way of life, the Alaska Native way of life.
You heard from Marsh Chamberlain and Yvonne Peter. They are kind of the director, the producers, the editors of the upcoming feature-length documentary, We Breathe Again. They're touching on one of the heaviest issues that we face as Alaska Natives, but they're doing it to inspire and to inform and to create awareness. Again, the film is scheduled to come out in June of 2013. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.